Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And I have as my special guest today Ariane Thomas of Crystal Wisdom's Collection. And Ariane's been on once before talking about different types of crystals and how we might use them. Today we're going to talk about quartz crystals and specifically how you tell the different types and what you would use those different types for, and, you know, just some ways to connect with those crystals to have more fun and gain some knowledge. So welcome to the show, Ariane.
Thanks, Dr. Valerie. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, it's always great to have you on the show. You have so much information about the crystals. And as you know, I love crystals, too, and I've been having a little conversation with my master crystal. So let's just start right in and help the listeners to know a little bit more about the great family of quartz crystals and what the different configurations are.
Okay. Quartz crystals are wonderful, and they're the most common crystals that you find whenever you go into a store or into someone's house most often, because they are some of the most common crystals that you'll find in the United States. One of the reasons we find them most often here in this country is because we're one of the major producers of quartz crystals. Arkansas has one of the largest quartz crystals mines in the world, and the Arkansas crystals are gorgeous because they're big and they're beautiful and they're clear. And the clearest crystals are the best crystals to meditate with because you can see right through them. And whenever you can see through a quartz crystal, that means their energy is clear and they carry a very high vibration. And that's what you need when you want to connect with a quartz crystal, is you want clarity and you want the energy to flow easily. And you'll find when you're in a store or trying to purchase a crystal that the clearer the crystal and the bigger the crystal, the more expensive the crystal.
That's for sure.
And you found that, haven't you, Dr. Valerie?
Oh, boy, did I ever. Let me tell you what, listeners, master crystals are not cheap. We're talking thousands of dollars. And the one I have is really exceptionally beautiful. It's very clear. It's full of rainbows. I mean, it's quite interesting. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, they're not cheap.
No.
So go on.
And as I said, the bigger and the clearer they are, the more expensive they are, and that's because they carry the highest energy. But don't be fooled. The small, clear quartz crystals can carry very, very powerful energy. So size doesn't necessarily mean that it does a crystal is not powerful. So don't be fooled by size. If you're drawn to a pretty small quartz, it may be yours, and it may carry all of the energy that you need for whatever your particular desire is at the moment. Sometimes you need various types of energy for various types of tasks that are at hand, such as for healing, or for clearing energy, or for setting energy in your home. If I only had one crystal that I could take with me, say if I were traveling or if I were moving around, if I wasn't going to have a home for a while and I was going to be traveling for a year, and I could only take one crystal with me, I would take a quartz.
Mm-hmm.
Because a quartz crystal will do everything that you could need it to do. You can heal with quartz. You can clear energy with quartz. You can meditate. meditate with it. You can connect with spirit with it. You can ground with it. Anything and everything you could do with a single quartz crystal. Clear quartz crystals are the most versatile and most universal crystals that you could have. And so when Dr. Valerie asked me to be on her show again, and she said, "And what would you like to talk about?" Well, with me, I could talk about crystals for a week, but quartz crystals are probably the most important crystals in anybody's repertoire of crystals, I could say.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. So it's kind of nice that they're very common.
Yes, it is. And you can spend anywhere from 25 cents to probably $200,000 for a huge quartz crystal. And so whatever's in your price range, you can find one. Since Valerie mentioned it, let's talk about the master crystal.
One of my favorites.
Yes. and Dr. Valerie has a wonderful one. There are only about a dozen master crystals in the world. Now, there may be more now.
Yeah, Dr. Bell says there were 5,000.
5,000, okay.
Yeah, and he said, but that's it. That's
okay.
All that exists.
And they may not all be mined yet. Because they're very rare, and 5,000 in this entire world is still rare.
Mm-hmm.
But the master crystals have a perfected form, and they are truly messengers from the divine. And every master crystal is a teacher. They transmit frequencies which activate the higher powers of the mind and the spirit. And they direct our attention to the soul level to help us make phenomenal shifts in our energy, to step up our powers, and to step up our growth from wherever we are to the maximum potential that we can be in the shortest amount of time that we can handle it. Right, Dr. Valerie?
Yeah, I'd say that. The other thing, too, that that I learned from Dr. Bell is that your master crystal protects you and helps in programming all of the other crystals. And basically with a master crystal, if someone tries to do anything against you, the master crystal immediately turns it back against them. So it's like another layer of protection. And it's there, it's bonded with you, so you can never have another one. It's only that one master crystal that you're bonded with. You choose it, or you come together because you're already bonded with it from another time or space. And, it is a life form that's different than we're used to. But for some reason, there's this bonding that happens. You find each other, and then that's it. You don't buy a whole bunch of them unless you're just, buying them to sell them. And like Dr. Bell still has his original master crystal that came to him. And he said, "That's it. I can't have any more." And I said, "Well, that's really interesting." So I wanted to find out more about that. And I can tell you with my master crystal, it started talking to me after I decided to make the purchase. I mean, I saw it on the website and went, "Oh, that's it. That's mine." And after I had, sent the money and everything, it was still sitting there waiting for a friend to deliver it for me. And it started talking to me. And I thought, isn't that funny? I'm having a conversation with this crystal in my mind, and I haven't even met it yet. I've seen its picture, but it just seems so bizarre to me because I'm not used to that. You're probably used to that, Ariane, since you deal with this stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of a strange experience for me, and it was having this detailed conversation with me about, I have to get there. I need to be with you. And I said, yes, I want you to be here. And we kept having this conversation back and forth, and then finally I got it. It was like, wow. And the other thing I noticed about mine is I thought it was a male energy I was dealing with. My friend that brought it is a male. He said, no, it's a female energy. And so I sat down with it, and I discovered it's actually a family. It's a twin pair that's bonded together, and there are other little crystal beings with it. So it's actually a family crystal, which I had no idea was going to happen. And it's been quite interesting, you know, dealing with the different types of energies that are all contained in this one incredible crystal. And by different energies contained, I mean that there's like little outcroppings. And so there's like little baby crystals, you know, attached around the side of it. It's quite an interesting crystal. So my main thing with this crystal, as I've been, you know, meditating with it, connecting with it more, has been that this particular crystal is very concerned with health, with healing energies, and with balance. And I think that's why I got a twin pair that were bonded in that one crystal, because it's all about balance. So I think that my own supposition, that is that if you have a master crystal, it's going to be in your life because that's the keynote of your life, you know, whatever that crystal represents.
Yes, and since you're in the healing profession, you got a master crystal that is primarily a healer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite interesting. And like I said, people, I had no idea. I just looked at it and went, ooh. And the minute I made that determination, it was like, wow, you know, things really kind of were interesting.
Right, right. Good, good. And that's how crystals often come to you, or anyone. They are drawn to you, or you are drawn to them. You go into a crystal shop and you wander around lost and going, oh, isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty? And then all of a sudden your hand is drawn to something. And that's how the crystal finds you and you find the crystal. And use your instincts, use your intuition to find the crystal that is right for you. And that's how you find your crystals. And the more you read, the more you find yourself, the more you read, the more you understand, the more you know, you will find yourself learning about things, and you'll think, that's a crystal that I want to have in my repertoire. And particularly for you, Valerie, you will be drawn to the healing crystals. But once you get into the assortment of healing crystals, then you'll want to use your intuition and your hands to find which one of those healing crystals that you will be drawn to. And that's what I want the audience to know, is that the knowledge and the information is merely a start. It is not the the way to find them. It is the beginning to find them, and then you use the energies to locate the exact one for your own per set. And because the crystals themselves are entities. They are their own selves. They are beings in and of themselves. And I know that sounds a little out there, if you would.
Well, not to this crowd.
I hope not.
I think they understand.
Good, because the crystals carry their own energy. They carry their own vibration. And they're here to help us. And particularly in this time, they are here to help us heal. They're here to help us in the transitions in our lives. They're here to help us go through any kinds of trauma. And they're here to help us enjoy our lives. They're beautiful, and they're wonderful to have in your home. And they want us to be happy. And they'll help us. They'll help us reach there. So now that we have discussed the master crystal, which most of us can't afford, and generally won't have in our lives, but we will probably see them at some point or other, particularly if you go to crystal shows or to the gem and crystal fairs or gem and mineral shows that come into your area. You'll see a lot of the kind of crystals we will be talking about today if you look through the big quartz displays that they will have.
Speaking of big quartz displays, I have to tell the listeners that if you're around Tucson and you get a chance, go to the Fossil and Mineral Museum, where the Coleman Mine from Arkansas has a permanent exhibit. And remember that huge crystal cluster we saw, Ariane?
Yes. It's at the Mineral and Fossil Co-op. And I think it's on Grant Street. And the Mineral and Fossil Co-op is in something that looks like a steel fabricated building. And you walk in and they have some of the dinosaur and mineral displays there. But look for the Coleman displays, because it's Coleman, it's the Coleman display from Arkansas, where they have the Arkansas quartz. And go ahead, Valerie, tell them about it.
Oh, it was amazing. They have this room roped off, and they have this thing. It had to be like, 12 or 16 feet high?
Yes.
And about 8 or 10 feet wide, this giant crystal cluster. And then they had other smaller ones that were only 9 or 10 feet tall by about 6 feet. They had them stacked around the room, and they have a couch in there and, lights on them and everything. I want to tell you, listeners, you could just feel the heat coming out of that room. I mean, it was amazing. It was like, just standing in the doorway looking, not even walking in there, I felt like my whole body was on fire. It was amazing, and they are just so beautiful and so huge. I just kind of stood there with Ariane, and we both went, wow, wouldn't you love to have that in your house? Of course, you might not sleep, but, it was amazing. Just gorgeous. And just wandering through all those crystals and looking at how beautiful they are and feeling the different energies in them was quite something. I just was having a ball. I could have stayed there all day.
Oh, it was wonderful. And when you go into the Coleman shop where they're selling all the Arkansas crystals, you have to ask to go into the back to see the display crystal, because they do keep it in the back so that they can watch how many people go in and see, because it's not up front where everybody can wander by, because this is one of the ones that cost like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I think wasn't it like somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000 for that?
I think so.
Yeah, but listeners, if you're down in that area, you got to go take a look. It's just incredible, and we don't often get a chance to see something like that. It was just amazing. So, and now that's not a master crystal, that's just crystal clusters, but the fact that they're huge and the points on the cluster are huge, that's what makes it so amazing. It was just mind-boggling. And then they have another room that's off to the side that you can go wander through that's smaller clusters, but I'll tell you what, I'll never forget what I saw with that big cluster. That was amazing.
It was one of those magical things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're down in Tucson, Arizona, during the Gem and Mineral Show, Dr. Valerie and I both recommend that you take some time to visit there. However, if you're going into your local gem show, your local crystal store, here's a couple of things that you can look for that you'll find most anywhere that you go when you're looking at quartz crystals. Now, we're talking about quartz clusters, and a quartz cluster is exactly what it sounds like. It is a piece of quartz that has several points of quartz in one piece, that they are connected in one piece. Generally, it's like a slab, which can be as small as an inch or as large as a tabletop. Most of the ones that you see are either very small, like an inch or two, or as large as the palm of your hand. And they're very common. I have several quartz clusters at home, and they're very useful. And they basically bring group energy together. And the points can be very small or they can be very large. And I basically think of them as a family of quartz pieces. And they act as a family, or they act as a community. And that's what they do in the way of energy. And basically, quartz clusters are for bringing group energy together. They bring family energy together, so that if you have one at home, they harmonize the energy of the family and keep it harmonious and keep your environment calm and easy. You can take one to work, and it will activate and clear the energy at work, and have your business energy run smoothly. It will also activate and clear the energy of other crystals and minerals. What I do is I always have a quartz cluster somewhere in my bathroom or in my bedroom where I keep my jewelry. And when I wear my jewelry during the day, you know, like my rings or my earrings or something, I always take them off and put them on a quartz cluster overnight to clear the energy that I picked up on it during the day. Now, I also have to clear that quartz cluster then regularly. And if you have a quartz cluster at the office or at home, you also want to clear that quartz cluster regularly too. And you can do that by putting it in salt water for a day or two. If the day is astrologically calm and bright, leave it out in the sunshine. When you've got a clear astrological day, you don't want to put it outside. If you've got a lot of squares or trines, planets in opposition, if there's a lot of positive energy and astrologically, then put it outside for a day and you can clear it in the sun. But you want to make sure to clear your cluster periodically, so that it doesn't hold a lot of the energy that it's been clearing.
That's a good point. I use crystal clusters in my holographic projector room. I have one at each corner, and then I have the big Peruvian tourmaline, you know, at one corner, kind of anchoring the portal. And you do have to clear these things, because otherwise the negative energy can build up pretty intensely.
Yes. And that's also particularly true when you're using quartz crystals to do healing. Depending upon how intense the healing is, you want to make sure to clear your crystals after each healing, or at least at the end of the day. You know, if you're clearing a headache for someone, you can clear it energetically. After that, if you're doing some heavy duty healing, like people with cancer or AIDS or something like that, you better clear your crystals thoroughly before you work on anyone else.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, most of the stuff we're doing, we're not using the crystals directly on someone because we got the projectors, but still. You know, I mean, what you're doing is I'm using the crystal clusters in order to facilitate the the group energy between us and the other dimensions, and you know, just to make the whole experience more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I brought the big Peruvian tourmaline in there. It's mostly smoky, you know, and then it has that one big knuckle about fist size. That's I think it's a green tourmaline, might be blue though. But I'm using that, you know, to collect most of any negative energy that gets through. And then the clusters are really just basically to bring the energy into balance and to help us all work together for the betterment of each person.
Mm-hmm.
And we smudge them to clear them.
Right. And I talked a little bit the last time about how you clear and cleanse crystals. You can do it by salt water. You can do it by smudging. You can do it by toning. Sound is an excellent way to cleanse crystals.
And they love it too when you sing to them.
Oh, they love it. Well, because vibration is always crystals are about vibration, and toning and sounding is also vibration, and so you are. Using vibration to attune vibration, and you're operating in the same realm, and they love that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an excellent way to clear and cleanse.
Okay, and for anybody who wants to have a little bit more information on that, go back to the archive and look at the first show that Ariane and I did. And you'll see on there that we're doing a general crystal show, and you can download that information and see how you want to start using crystals in your life. And, the other thing that we were talking about, discussing today is about the different types, like tabbies and time slips and Lemurians and things like that. I think there's a lot of confusion about that. So if you could talk a little bit about that, I think that would really help our listeners.
Okay. Sure. And I have a list of them here that we can go through. The tabular crystals are very common, and those are the ones that a lot of people just love, and I do too. And they're mostly referred to as tabbies. And they're easy to find because they are flat on two sides. And they have very high energy and high vibrations. And that's why a lot of people are attracted to them. And one of the reasons that people like them and like to have them is because they balance the energy. They are very strong energy. They have very strong energy, and sometimes they're double terminated, which means they're pointed at both ends. And what you can do when you have a tabby is you also find that they have striations or little like steps that go down one side of the flat sides, and you can run your thumbnail down one side, and that tends to open up the energy. And so if you want to balance the energy, say between your heart chakra and your throat chakra,
mm-hmm.
you would put your tabby on your upper chest between your heart and your throat. And you would run your thumb down those striations or those little steps that you would feel in that tabby. That would open up the energy, and you would leave the tabby on your upper chest, and it would open up the energy between your throat and your heart chakra.
Hmm.
And that's what tabbies would be used for. And if you wanted to open it up between your heart chakra and your solar plexus, you would put it in that area. Or if you were having difficulty in dealing with another person, you could hold it between yourself and another. and open the energy up between the two of you. And after you're finished clearing the energy or balancing the energy between you, then you would rub your thumbnail in the opposite direction to close the energy between you.
Ah, very important step.
Yes.
In other words, you don't just throw it down and run off like you do with toys.
Right. Because whenever you open an energy, you always need to make sure to close it before you leave. Otherwise, the energy of the crystal gets drained.
Mm. That would not be a good thing.
Yes.
Especially if you're planning on using the energy.
Right, right. So that's what tabbies are all about, and that's why people like them, because they're great for balance. And sometimes when you just feel discombobulated and when you feel out of balance, just take a tabby in each hand and balance the energy from your crown to your root, and you will just feel balanced again. And just ask both tabbies to balance your energy from top to bottom. And you'll feel more grounded, you'll feel more centered, and the tabbies will help you.
Well, it sounds like something a lot of people could use right now. And let's make sure people understand what they really look like. So So are we saying that tabbies are actually kind of flat?
Yes, tabbies are the crystals that instead of being like crystal, most of the crystals you will find will be six or seven sided, and most of the time those sides are generally equal. Generally, and not exactly equal, but mostly they will be equal in their approximate length around the crystal. Tabbies are unique in that two of those sides are going to be relatively flat and long. And so they're like squished crystals.
Okay, and that's a good description.
Yeah.
I think people will be able to find them with that description.
Right. And
so like you put your hand on them, kind of squished them down.
Right. And so they'll have two flat sides. One side will have a point. And you will often find tabbies double terminated. When I say terminated, it means that one side comes to a point, and that's the terminated side. And often tabbies have two sides that are terminated that have two points. And when you get a crystal that is terminated, the terminated end that has the point on it is the direction in which the energy flows. So if you are using a crystal to heal, you want to point the terminated end at the place in which the healing, you want the energy to heal.
And then what if you have a double terminated one?
If you have a double terminated one, then it will, either end of it can be used for the healing end, and you can direct which end it is, and then you can ask the crystal which end is good for healing, and you can ask that the other end that the negative energy or that the that the dis-ease flow out the other end and be transmuted into neutral energy. Or if you are balancing from top to bottom, you can put the crystal in the middle, like on your stomach or your solar plexus or something, and have the energy go to your crown and to your root, and have the energy balance through the double terminated crystal.
That'd that that would work really well for people that are doing the light body activations.
Yes.
And whether it's the flower of life or the Lightarian ray or any of those things, that would tend to help, especially if you're working with other people.
Yes, the double terminated crystals work really well if when you're trying to balance.
Excellent. Okay, what's the next one to talk about?
Generators are fabulous. Generators are crystals that you see quite often, and they are the ones that you often see standing up because their bottoms are chopped off so that they can stand. And those are the ones that I was talking about before, where you will see that they have six sides that are mostly the same distance, or the same length, and the six natural facets are joined at the top to form the apex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have six equidistant sides, and they come together to form an apex. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Generators can have phantoms in them. They can have rainbows. They can have inclusions. Or they can be perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
Generators do what they say they are. They generate the cosmic life force. And when you get the larger generators, ones that are like over like 3 or 4 inches tall, the large generators are normally used by groups for group energy, for world healing purposes, or for peace, or for general group positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a generator for approximately 20 years, and the first time I tried to meditate with it, it almost blew my socks off. I couldn't hold the energy.
Wow.
Now that I've been meditating for 35 years, I could probably hold the energy now, but they generate enormous power. I use it now for group peace meditations.
Mm-hmm.
They do generate a lot of energy. The smaller ones are wonderful, crystals to meditate with, because they will bring in the light, and they will bring in they will bring in peace into your life. And if you have any issues, or if you want to connect with spirit and reach a higher level of spiritual awareness, they will connect you with the universal light force directly.
Yeah, I have my master crystal handles the generators.
Right.
So I have three in my office, and then three in my house. And I just kind of went up to the master crystal and went, handle it. I just thought, I got this master crystal for a number of reasons. And one is it can handle this kind of energy and make sure that it all stays balanced. And so it's kind of like in control of all the other crystals.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Generators are wonderful to have around, because they generate pure, clear light. And if you get a generator that is cloudy, if you meditate with it on a regular basis, it will become clear. And that's the beauty of meditating with your crystals.
Yes, I've seen that happen. I've bought crystals really cheap years ago that they were really cloudy, very, very milky. But there was something about that crystal that was really attractive to me. And then the more I meditated with it, the clearer it got. And I've had crystals turn so clear, but with gazillions of rainbows in them.
Yes.
I mean, just amazing rainbow crystals. And I remember what they started out as.
Yes.
So it does change. And sometimes you'll actually see, you know, a little growth happen too, or healing of fractures and things like we talked about on the last show that we did on crystals.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, amazing stuff, just amazing. Okay, what's the next category?
Well, if you want to transmit information to someone else that's far away, that you've been working with, a transmitter crystal is the crystal that has a perfect triangle in the center of the crystal that's connected by two symmetrical seven-sided faces on both sides. Now, this isn't as hard as it sounds.
Yeah, I'm not getting the picture of this.
No, you're not. You're not, because that sounded very strange. But let me explain a little more. You have a crystal that has like your six sides, and it's coming together for a six-sided apex.
Mm-hmm.
And then right below the six-sided apex, there's a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a little triangle. And then on the side of the triangle, you have one of the six sides of the crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And that side of the crystal that hits the triangle has seven sides. And it sounds like it's odd, but it really isn't, because the triangle has three sides, and the other side of the triangular face has four sides.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the side of the face of the face of the crystal would have had four sides had it not been for the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So the triangle makes the three sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so that face of the crystal has seven sides. And so the other face of the crystal that runs into the triangle also has seven sides.
Okay.
So a channeling crystal basically has a transmitter crystal basically has a triangle that's in the middle of two faces of the crystal that comes to the apex of the crystal. So you have a six-sided crystal that comes to an apex, and instead of having a seven-sided apex crystal, the triangle doesn't reach the top of the apex. It's dropped down a little bit, and the triangle is in the middle of two of the faces of the crystal.
You know, I think I need one of those transmitter crystals.
Yes.
That'd probably help when we're doing the meditation we're doing.
Yes. Dr. Valerie and I do a meditation with another friend where we try and connect with each other. Some days we connect real well, and some days we don't.
Yeah, some days we're kind of all up in different quadrants of the universe or something.
Right.
Yeah, I think I need one of those transmitter crystals.
Yes. And basically, what you do is if you look for like a generator crystal, but you look for a triangle in a generator crystal, you'll find that it's a transmitter crystal. And basically, what you can do is a transmitter crystal is exactly what it says it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can transmit information by looking into that triangle when you're trying to transmit information to someone else by use of this crystal.
Interesting.
And when you start using it, I suggest that you start transmitting that information to someone that you have already been in psychic connection to.
Hmm.
Don't try it with someone that you've never tried being psychically connected to first, because, you know, they'd be hard to receive it from you in the first place. But if you psychically connected with someone at one time, and then they go on a trip or something, use the transmitter crystal to boost your energy to connect with them, and it works. It works. It's very interesting, and it's very cool.
Well, you know, I didn't know about transmitter crystals. Now I'm going to have to go and check all my little crystals, because you know I'm a rock hound.
Yeah, and
so
you probably
I've picked up all kinds of crystals all over the place through the years.
Right.
I'll have to go take a little look at those.
Mm-hmm.
But very interesting. I was just thinking as you were describing it about the chemtrail buster thing, and about how they put crystals in the copper tubes and bust up the chemtrails. And
right.
And I'm just wondering, I think they use Lemurian crystals in that, but I'm not sure. Go back and read that article. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting if they're using transmitter crystals.
You know, transmitter crystals would probably work very well. Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd be transmitting the energy. They'd probably make them way more powerful.
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm maybe I'll hear from somebody if they've built any of these chemtrail busters. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they can email me or call me and let me know what kind of crystals they use and what difference it made, because I bet you there's a difference in there.
Yeah, I bet there is. I bet there is, too.
We'll have to experiment with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and what other kinds are there?
Well, there are window crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Window crystals are very similar to transmitter crystals, except instead of having that triangle, they have a diamond shape. It's the four-sided diamond shape in the center of the crystal, and it becomes the seventh face.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same way. It's not at the apex. You go a little bit down from the apex, and it is the four-sided. It's a four-sided diamond,
mm-hmm.
And this window shows you the inner world of the crystal.
Mm.
And it reflects your soul back to you.
Mm. I have seen window crystals before.
Right.
And I have used them in meditation.
Yes.
And it's always been a really amazing experience.
Yes. And window crystals, you have to look carefully for window crystals, because you have to make sure that they're the perfect diamond shape, that all four sides are equal, and that they are the exact diamond shape. But yes, they are very powerful. They're very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if they're not the window crystals, then what they are is their time lengths.
That was my next question. Okay, so let's go into time link crystals.
Yes, because if they're not windows, then they're time links, because time links are parallelograms. Do we all remember our geometry?
Oh, heck no.
A parallelogram is four equal sides. Four parallel sides. And they are not necessarily, or the angles are not 90 degree angles. Okay, so it's not a square. And it is not a rectangle. So what it is, you know, like the diamond is the diamond. I don't know what the angle is on a diamond, but, you know, we all know what a diamond shape is. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. But if it's not that diamond shape, like if it's slightly off center, it's a parallelogram because all four sides are parallel, but the angle is not 90 degrees, so it's not a square. So if the diamond is slightly off center, then it is a time link. Okay?
Okay, so what do you do with a time link?
All right. Now, I will repeat this. Repeat this again. You can take notes. If the parallelogram is on the right side, as you face the crystal, the spiral is clockwise or forward and will take... Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Okay. Will take you into the future.
Mm-hmm.
If the parallelogram is on the left side as you face the crystal, the spiral is counterclockwise or backwards and will take you into the past.
Hmm.
Okay, so if it's on the right, it'll take you into the future. If it's on the left, it will take you into the past.
Mm-hmm.
And if I haven't done this in a while, I have to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And these are so cool. When you find a time link and you meditate with it, you can really get some cool information. But now I want to let the listeners know that you don't do this for fun. This is not an ego trip. When you do this, when you get a time link and you're called to a time link, this is for your education and for your assistance. I mean, the crystal has come to you because it has information for you. You go into the past to clear up a past life that helps you to resolve an issue that you have in your life today. Or you go into the future to see what will be happening then that has relevance to what you're doing now. If you pick these things up and you just go and play, then you're not in it for the growth. You're not using the crystal for your life benefit. And you will see that being presented in all of the crystal books that you read and for your benefit from the mentors and teachers that you'll find. Because when you start playing around, particularly in the future time links and in the past, sometimes you know you'll start running into some strange things if you don't go there with a conscious intention of getting information that will be of benefit. But if you're going there looking for answers, you will find them. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to let the listeners know that this is not a a toy to play around with. The crystals are here to help you. But this isn't, you know, don't use this as a game.
Yeah, because anytime you use it as a game, you're opening yourself up to other dimensions when you do this stuff, listeners. So if you're not familiar with metaphysical techniques, it's very important that you understand the precautions before you start fooling around with them. You know, the classic case is the Ouija board, you know, and how it opens up portals into the darker dimensions. And the best thing I can say about any kind of metaphysical practice is you're really opening up doorways into your subconscious. And everything that we hear of, everything that exists, really exists, you know, in a different state. It's kind of like, you know, we're in the play. This is the hologram. And so everything does exist. And if you open yourself up to something that you're not prepared to handle, then it can literally drive you crazy. And, I mean, I've seen plenty of people in mental institutions that were extremely psychic. And a lot of them got there because they started opening up all these different portals and didn't know how to handle it and didn't have anyone around them that knew how to handle it. And it literally drove them over the edge. So, you know, these are not toys. These are things to be utilized. They're tools. You know, like if you don't know how to handle electricity, it can kill you. You know, so it's like anything else. Same thing with a car. If you don't know how to control a car and you get in and start driving off, that can kill you or somebody else. So, you know, everything that exists has precautions with it and, you know, little rules to follow. And when you're dealing with crystals, it's the same thing. They're energy tools. So, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you can still have the crystals and just look at them as little pretty rocks. But if you really want to do this, then you need to start learning how to do it. You know, find someone who's a decent teacher and this type of stuff so that you can utilize these tools properly.
Yes. Because you need anchors to this reality.
Mm-hmm.
You need anchors, and you need to know, how to get into and out of, the time lengths that you are using. And that's why, whenever you deal with moving in and out of time and other realities, you need to have assistance in doing that.
Absolutely. And it's a good point to remember. You know, and I'm one who believes that people should push their envelope and really should try different things and open up more to who they really are. And you don't do that by being comfortable and staying in the same spot. However, I also believe in using common sense and finding out about the things that you want to learn more about, you know, and not just going wild. I mean, some people can. You know, I've been pretty good at being able to tap into whatever I needed. But I've met plenty of people who couldn't, and they usually end up in my clinic, you know. And a lot of times I'll look at them and I'll say, wow, you know, what's going on is beyond your physical, mental, emotional bodies at this point. You know, it's something that happened over here in the astral or, you know, happened on this other level, and let's address that. And some of them get that way because of fooling around with things that they're not familiar with and not realizing how serious it can be. So, you know, these are tools. I mean, crystals are incredible tools. And if you feel the link to everything that is, you know, if you're at that state where you understand that none of us are separate, that we really are all one, then there isn't anything that can harm you. If you don't understand that, if you don't really know it within yourself, then okay, you got a few more steps to go through yet, and you know, you have to play by the rules of going through those steps. So we are out of time.
Okay.
So we will have to continue this crystal conversation on another show, and it's our goal to have a series of these that listeners can download and really keep that information and utilize it to the highest good. So I'm thrilled to have you on the show, Ariane, and thank you for your vast information that you're willing to share on these crystals and how to use them properly. And listeners, if you would like to get in touch with Ariane, You can go to crystalwisdomcollections.com, and you can get an email on that site, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so just go to crystalwisdomcollections.com and drop her a line, and she'd be happy to answer you and maybe point you in the right direction for learning some of these things, right?
Of course.
Okay, awesome. All right, listeners, I hope you have enjoyed this. And tune in next week. I haven't figured out who's going to be on the show next week or what we're talking about. It's always fun, whatever it is. So thank you, Ariane, for being on the show. And who knows, maybe we'll continue this next week.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure, Valerie. Have to look at our schedules. Thank you again, and thank you, listeners. And in the meantime, be happy, be healthy. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.